Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Trinity School of Natural Health can help you be part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry. With an education that empowers communities, Trinity grads can change lives by applying natural health principles and techniques in holistic practices or stores selling nourishing health products. Offering 19 online programs that fit your busy schedule, you'll get training to help turn your passion into a career. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
It's now time for Cannabis Talk 101 with Blue, Joe Grande, and Mark and Craig Wasserman, the Pot Brothers at Law. We're the world's number one podcast for everything cannabis.
Hello, and welcome to the world's number one source for everything cannabis. We are Cannabis Talk 101 with Joe Grande, Mark and Craig Wasserman. Wait, we're not allowed to say their names, and myself, Blue.
We cannot say the Pot Brothers at Law. Joe, do not say that.
Just Kirk Mark Craig. And Craig. Mark
no,
and Craig
we can't even say Mark and Craig. No, that's we can say it. Mark. Mark didn't say not to say his name. Craig did. Craig said, don't say my name today.
Don't say my name. Don't even mention my name.
That's the type of divas we work with, you
Is
guys.
That what he said? Don't say my name today?
Literally, don't say my name and don't say Pot Brothers at Law. So, we won't.
He said, don't say it on air or I'm going to sue you.
Something like that, yeah.
Was he pissed off when he said it?
I don't know.
Was
who,
it real?
Who knows with that guy?
Or was
you know
it a
mean?
Text? Was it a text? And he read into it. Okay, he read into the text, so you never know. But, you know, saying...
Either way, they got things to do, so do we. And I just got a text saying I have to take my kid to swim later today, which is, you know, we all have lives, you guys.
No, you can't do that,
exactly.
Joe.
Exactly, you can't do that. You can't do it. But bottom line is I can still show up and go do that.
No, lucky you, huh?
Lucky me. Well, actually, it is really lucky.
Does that
me
mean that you care, Joe?
Well, I care about the show, you know what I mean? And I don't care about my family when they say, you going to leave us?
Yeah, well.
Oh, Daddy Mark, you going to leave us today?
Oh.
While these kids are just sitting there on the iPads doing nothing. He ain't doing shit with his kids.
Everybody's enjoying
it. You know what I mean? I love when Mark, I got to be with my family. What are you doing? He's on fucking, what's that website?
Clubhouse.
That motherfucker's on Clubhouse.
And then Talking, though. He's all having a full-on conversation.
And I'm like, dude, you're on Clubhouse. You can't come on the show. No, that's Blue what I do on Clubhouse. I squat and I just gain followers. I don't do anything on there. I just put the... Well, then watch. That's the same thing you do on a show here?
Yeah, you just sit here and listen to the show, too. Stare into the screen. You know what I mean?
ain't nothing changed. Oh, yeah. That's all I do is sit and listen.
That was funny the other day.
I'm just kidding, you guys. We all love each other.
That was funny the other day when they were sitting there. The whole show, though, they didn't say much, though. They literally sat there the whole show. Even the guest was like, yeah, bro,
hey,
if
you ever
want
to give a call and ask to see how much we love each other, it's 800-420-1980. And make sure you follow us all over the web at Cannabis Talk 101. Check out the website, too, you guys, because it's all revamped. It has all our videos. It has all our shows. Everything's there at Cannabis Talk 101 and on social media.
Yes.
Blue is at one, Christopher Wright.
Hello.
I am at Joe Grande 52. The boys are at pot_brothers_@_law.
Don't say their name.
Mark is at Waslaw. Craig is at Waslaw Dog. And we do love them to death. We just like to have fun with each other and poke fun of each other. Now, Blue, I know you got something that's making big waves because this counterculture convention is going to be off the hook. And it's making a lot of waves.
So, guys, if you're looking to find out who's making waves, Cannabis Talk 101 is the place to be. Now, the counterculture convention in Houston, Texas, George Brown Convention Center, that October 9th and 10th, guys. Now, check this out. You know, we heard about this event. In Texas, you know, everything's bigger in Texas, right? You got to know that. We went out to, you know, to speak with the owner of this company, and And he starts telling us about his convention. And, you know, first thing we start thinking is Texas is illegal as shit. You know what I mean? So it's a little scary. In fact, a lot of people, you know, started, you know, thinking that. But the reality is that Texas is a brand new emerging market. A lot of people have to know that when Texas turns over, they want to be the front because it's such a big state and it has a lot of opportunity.
Everything's bigger in Texas.
Everything's bigger in Texas. So we start looking into it and kind of finding out that, hey, there's a lot of power players that are going to be involved in this, and there's going to be a lot of good brands there. So we're excited to be at this event, guys, and I'll tell you what, we definitely committed to being there October 9th and 10th, guys. And so, you know, we're going to set up our whole Cannabis Talk 101 show set there. We're going to bring our tour bus out. The whole team's going to be out there in full effect, and there's some good brands there. There's a secret, too. There's a company called Natopia. Is that what it's called? Natopia?
Oh, Natopia, our guy. Yeah.
Yeah.
He Nugtopia.
Nugtopia. Yes.
Nugtopia.
It's not Nutopia. You're right.
It's Nugtopia.
Yeah, those guys are going to be out there. There's some big companies going to be involved in this, guys. And so, Joe?
I just want to say and elaborate on this. Counterculture Convention brings together all the top lifestyle brands and products which are pushing the culture forward. C3, also known as the Counterculture Convention, is the... It's been going on for years, you guys, and it's just an amazing experience producing the leading vape and cannabis trade shows, National Vape Expo and Hemp World Expo, having generated millions of dollars worth of sales and purchases for attendees. So it's kind of like why you want to go. I know we say these about conventions, but if you don't go, you don't grow. Counterculture Convention will connect consumers with their favorite brands, artists, and so much more, while at the same time introducing the next big thing. So you never know what's going to happen out there in Houston, Texas. So for one good thing is we haven't been out there at an expo yet. So Cannabis Talk 101 is going to be there, like Blue just said, with our full-on, you know, stage presence and doing our thing out there. Discover the latest cannabis innovations, taste the experience and hottest vape products, and stay ahead of the latest trends and culture that's out there. Our mission at C3 is to elevate every side of the counterculture movement, connecting like-minded consumers and businesses to help foster an environment in which everyone flourishes.
You know, this is their third year, and, you know, I've been to a lot of different shows, and I'm excited about this one. You know, they've got a lot of social media influencers.
I'm excited to meet the social media influencers out of Texas and stuff, to be honest with you, too.
It's dope, right?
Like, no, seriously, like, I really am. Chris Crankino, you got something to say?
Delta 8, you know, it's still legal in Texas, so it's going to be, I'm sure there'll be a lot of Delta 8
samples. It's funny you say that. I'm just about to share this story about it. Are you passionate about vape, CBD, cannabis, or Delta 8? Want to be the first to discover the next big thing, like even Delta 10, THCO, Kratom, or HHC? Counterculture Convention is the event you've been searching for. This is the one place where you can finally be face-to-face with the brands you love and the ones you've yet to discover. The best vape brands, the most groundbreaking CBD products, and the latest trends and innovations in counterculture are right at your fingertips. Take advantage of the opportunities to meet your favorite influencers in person, score the best deals around, and make memories to last a lifetime only at C3 in Houston with Cannabis Talk 101 and you. We will see you guys at the George Brown Convention Center October 9th and 10th. And we really look forward to being there, as I know Blue just got a new pair of chaps that he's going to be wearing, assless chaps at that. Because when we go to Houston, we go to Houston and do it right.
You know, I'll tell you what, Koi CBD is going to be there.
Are they really?
In their chaps. Yeah, yeah.
I can't wait to get some of that barbecue too, though, dog. Like that, in my opinion, you go to Houston, you go, oh, dude, you know who we're going to meet? You guys are going to meet? Is my brother-in-law stays out in Houston. 6'8" monster. Watch when you see my, you ain't gonna miss this big old motherfucker.
You know, I'll tell you what, Van Coast Seeds is gonna be there. This event's gonna be nice, guys. And I'm telling you, if you haven't been to a trade show, you know, it's time to get your tickets. But also, you know, if you're a brand out there and you're looking to get exposure, whether it's in Delta 8 vapes or any of these, you know, even accessories, like if you're, you know, Zigzags or you have bongs or any of those accessories, you know, it's certainly important to be a part of, because, you know, a lot of these times when you think about it, you know, where are you going to meet people in your industry that are purchasing, buying, and where are you going to meet people that are, you know, out there actually, you know, with this industry trying to grow? Super important to go to these events, guys. I can't stress it enough. If you have a new company, make sure you become a vendor with these guys while they still have spots available. It might be sold out here pretty soon. They don't have the whole convention. I think they only have one hall of it. So once that's full, that's it. You're stuck. So.
And not only that, you guys, the vape and CBD and cannabis space is always changing. At C3, they understand that, all the hurdles in existing, so they're going to have some great speakers, they're going to have great business owners, everything out there. The B2B at the show is ridiculous, the vending at the show, so attend the show. The Counterculture Convention is the website. Countercultureconvention.com is where you want to go see everything at, and we will see you once again in Houston.
Wait
that
a
is
second.
A great one.
Wait a second.
You got something breaking news?
M. DeBoss is going to be there. She's an influencer. We're going to start looking at this. Blake Weber.
At Ari.Berry.
Yeah.
Cutie. She's on their little flyer.
At nothing.
A lot of these
to,
people, I'm not going to lie, don't know who they are. That's
at,
why I said I can't wait
to
meet.
At nothing to see here.
Out here in California, we have a lot of our normal ones, I feel like, that are the big ones. You know, and of course, like
I am
the Koala
Jolene.
Puffs is a huge one. And we know Koala. I feel like we know the California-based social media, you know, 800,000 million follower folks that we've been in contact with because we're in California and we were in Vegas. But I'm not even kidding when I say, and of course, there's a lot of women that are influencers.
Cannabis Kayla.
I can't wait to meet them.
Cannabis _ Kayla.
And you know why I said can't wait to meet them?
Kara _ Cannabis.
Here's the truth, too, about a lot of these people. And when I say people, like there's some social media influencers, male and female. When you meet them, no personality, no nothing. They're just good on a phone and a camera going, oh, look how cool I am when I have a phone, but I don't know how to talk to somebody. Like, hey, what's your name? How you doing? So, and you're like, wow, you don't even know how to hold a fucking conversation, but you're amazing holding that phone and you're amazing creating content, but you don't know how to have a normal conversation. I don't say that disrespectfully. I say that in a way of, it's like the new norm.
No, you're being disrespectful.
I think of these kids who live that life on the phone, and they live this life holding the phone and talking to right to themselves and the millions of people, rather than having a normal, real conversation with somebody. And it's hard for them. So my point is, that's why I say I can't wait to meet these people, because I hope they have a balance of being able to talk socially, like you and I are looking at each other, talking to each other right now.
Right.
And if I wanted to pick up the phone and just, you know, oh, hold on, I'm on well, my line to my millions of followers, not the people and the people that are in front of me.
Well, listen, I'll tell you what. Hold that thought. Let's come back to it, because I want to talk about cell phones and people as well. It's Cannabis Talk 101. We'll be right back after this vape. After this vape. He's what I have
I
for
like
this vape.
After this vape is... We should use that.
Yeah, right after this vape. We'll be right back after this vape.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Trinity School of Natural Health can help you be part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry. With an education that empowers communities, Trinity grads can change lives by applying natural health principles and techniques in holistic practices or stores selling nourishing health products. Offering 19 online programs that fit your busy schedule, you'll get training to help turn your passion into a career. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
I'm back. What's up, Joe?
I really want to get into the story, but do you want to elaborate a little bit more?
I do, just for a minute. I mean, listen, you know, there's this, you know, culture, right, that of people that, you know, you're right, they are social media influencers, and they're, you know, super litty on their phone, you know, litty like a titty. And then there's the ones
that... And we're talking about the counterculture convention, because I just mentioned that there's a lot of social media influencers that are going to be there, and it feels like they're from Texas because I'm not aware of who they are.
Well, they might not
and just
be.
Because I don't know who they are doesn't mean anything, because I'm not the fucking
hippest cat. Well, I know some of
the
them. I've recognized a few of them. You know, I dove through it. And
I'm sure. You're more savvy than I am. And all bullshit aside, you are. When your social media knowledge is much more of who's hot and who's not, where I just feel like I know a few of the bigger ones. And once again, I pointed out these ones, there happen to be a lot more females on there, a few dudes. But so I'm not saying that in a pervy way. I'm saying in a way of, I hope these women can talk and have a great conversations. For instance, like a koala puff. Like for yeah. Koala to me is fucking dope in person. She's dope out there. She's dope online. She's a genuine person.
Right.
She's nice. She's funny. You feel like you're present with her when she's present, but then she has a huge online presence that knows how to communicate to the masses.
Well, sometimes
I'm using her as an example.
Well, I would say there's two things, right? So sometimes people are in their head about how big they are, so they don't, or they may be posturing the reason they don't talk to you. You know what I'm saying? They might be like, yo, like Joe Grande's not really shit. I don't, you know, me and I'm not going to sit here and talk about, I'm not going to hang out and talk to you.
I'm talking about in general, if you see a big social media influencer and they're just talking to people at the fucking grocery store. In general.
Just having a normal conversation.
And about.
But sometimes that's what I'm saying, is in their mind, they don't know how to disconnect it, right? Just like actors. Some actors are, you know.
Very inverted. But on the screen. Bam.
Are amazing.
I agree. It happens
a
lot.
And sometimes, you know, you think of it like that guy that... very socially awkward, you know, even like Elon Musk, you know, when he talks, it's sometimes you're like, dude, this dude's a little awkward, bro. But yet he's brilliant.
Biggest ones are, and don't get me wrong, like I said, that's why I'm kind of interested to meet some of them. Because, and not that I didn't say it's bad, they're weirdo. I'm not calling them a weirdo.
No.
I'm just saying I want to see how
they
act.
You're excited to see how they act. Yeah,
Because I get excited when somebody handles it both ways, right? Because that's a good analogy that you use on a lot of actors, and a lot of very talented individuals are very inverted and don't know how to act in social environments.
Yeah, and that's what I mean, though, is again, so I think when people are around, even, and it happens to us, Joe, let's not get it twisted, right? Sometimes people come and approach us, and we've been approached 100 times already, you know what I mean? And we're at a trade show, and it's like, man, another one, you know what I'm saying? And we're sitting there trying to, you know, be as cool as possible, but really, you know, you might just kind of walk away from them and give them like a cold shoulder, if you will. And they probably go, God, Blue's an asshole, man. Some of these people probably came all the way there just to see us. And then, you know, you don't even give them 5 minutes because they don't realize that
you're on your way to go eat something, or you're on your way to go do
your
something.
Whole
back to your hotel
team's waiting
room
for you, and you just, you know, met 150
There's things that happen
people,
like that.
And sometimes you walk away. So you never know, you know, what it is, you know. Like I had a Steve Harvey story, you know, when I was young, and I was so excited to see Steve Harvey, bro.
I don't know the story.
No,
go ahead,
man, I was so pumped up to see Steve Harvey, dude, and they were doing a competition to see who won, you know, as an on-air DJ at 92.3. It was before Big was there. When it was the beat.
No, but we were on at the same time, so that just shows
you guys
were
on air
listening to my show, and you're listening to that show, asshole. So go ahead and continue. with your sellout story of you listening to Steve Harvey the same time that I was on the air, because Steve Harvey wasn't on a different era.
Well, I wasn't allowed to. I wasn't allowed to chase the rainbow.
Not at all. You're not allowed to. There's none of those stations. Yeah, no, just kidding. Yeah. It really was, but no.
But I went to.
So go ahead. I know exactly what you're talking about, because at the same time I was on the air working, you were listening to somebody else and not me and my show. But go ahead.
Yeah, and so they had a competition there where you did something, and I did the one for Power too. There was one for Power where we were supposed to put a show together and do the whole thing, but at the time Harvey was doing one, and you know I went there and I met him, and you know now that I look back at it, you know I feel like, you know, there was a lot of people and he was shaking a lot of people's hands from stage, but when it came to me. You know, and I think a lot of it may have been my appearance, but he gave me this like, look, like just fuck you, straight up.
That's how you felt?
That's how I felt. And I was so crushed by it. I was like, damn, bro, I came here to see you, dog. Like, you know what I mean? And you're up on stage shaking people's hands, and then you get to me, and you would look at me, and you don't even, like, you went to go shake my hand and didn't even acknowledge me, really, and just, you know what I mean, and gave me this dirty birdie feel. And I was like, man, this dude, and to be honest with you, you know, when you're a fan to somebody and they do that to you, it hurts, because you're like, damn, this dude, so fun, so cool. And then he got to me and just gave me the straight.
Isn't it weird as a fan, you know, think you deserve that? Like, I deserve that. I've listened to you. I deserve this from you.
Yeah.
Isn't that weird?
You feel that way. But it hurts sometimes. It impacts you differently.
And let alone like, okay, like judging you right now, saying, okay, at that time, I'm sure you're probably bald-headed.
Like I felt it was racism.
Okay, so I'm saying you're probably bald-headed.
Because I was Hispanic.
You probably look like a thug.
I did, yes.
And probably dressed like a thug.
I did, yes.
And he's in a suit.
Yes.
Steve Harvey was always in a suit and still is always in a suit.
Yeah.
So when you're in a suit and you're doing business,
but we were in a,
you have this thug coming up to you going, hey, and you're very outspoken.
Yeah.
So, you know, as you probably can look at it.
I can look at it now.
Maybe that kid was a little much.
I can look at it now and go.
But you still felt that way, and that's okay to feel that way.
And go, you know, I was probably, you know what I mean, looking a little dangerous, like you said. And he,
I mean, look,
it was like, I'm not going to give this kid any kind of, you know, any kind of love.
Speaking of looking dangerous, the time when we ran up on, what's his name? Basketball. Dennis
Rodman.
Dennis Rodman.
Yeah.
So you're talking
to him.
You
didn't even look dangerous.
Exactly.
Though.
But my point is, and I didn't take it funny at all. It's whatever it is, what it is. I came up on the side of him, but in theory, two Latin dudes, good sized dudes, are up on Dennis Rodman. I come from the side of him. Hey, what's up? And he backs me up with his hand, like, hey, back up, homie. You two dudes are coming up on me at the cigar shop.
Yeah.
And it was cool and player. Like, hey, whatever, Joker. Okay. But he gets nervous at the beginning, which is understandable because of the circumstances in life where you don't know. So my point is, I didn't take it anyway, except he may have felt a certain way and to judge
me. Well, I was a lot younger, too.
Yeah, but my point is, you know, I didn't take it that way. And I'm sad that you did, because that hurt you as a kid, and you had this image of what Steve Harvey treats people like, and it sucks for you. And I'm being honest, like, that just sucks.
Well, that's what I'm saying, is that, you know, when I play it back now, you know, and I don't think of it as, I took it as hard. I mean, I took it hard then. But now I'm like, whatever, you know what I mean? I still love Steve Harvey. I think he's a great, you know, comedian, and he's an actor.
TV show does he host?
Right now he's hosting, what is it, Family Feud? Yeah, Family Feud.
Yeah. Oh, I love it. I love watching him on Family
Feud,
Oh,
dude,
too.
He's great.
The Celebrity Family Feud, Family Feud,
dude,
he's good. Brother Steve is good
Steve
in my book.
Yeah, he's 1,000% a good dude in my book. I just, like I said, but for me, though, and relating to the story that we're talking about with social media influencers, you know, and sometimes they don't know how to communicate. You know, sometimes, you know, you might run across that person that's been communicating all freaking day with somebody, and then all of a sudden you're that 10th person. They're like, nah, man, I can't.
Well, let's go see how these people are October 9th and 10th at the George Brown Convention Center.
Yes.
It is the Counterculture Convention C3 in Houston, Texas. We will see you there, and we come back. I got a great Go Green story about what company? One of my favorites, Tilray. It's Cannabis Talk 101.
After this vape.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Trinity School of Natural Health can help you be part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry. With an education that empowers communities, Trinity grads can change lives by applying natural health principles and techniques in holistic practices or stores selling nourishing health products. Offering 19 online programs that fit your busy schedule, you'll get training to help turn your passion into a career. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
AI might be the most important new computer technology ever. It's storming every industry, and literally billions of dollars are being invested. So buckle up. The problem is that AI needs a lot of speed and processing power. So how do you compete without costs spiraling out of control? It's time to upgrade to the next generation of the cloud. Oracle Cloud Infrastructure, or OCI. OCI is a single platform for your infrastructure, database, application development, and AI needs. OCI has 4 to 8 times the bandwidth of other clouds, offers one consistent price instead of variable regional pricing, and of course, nobody does data better than Oracle. So now you can train your AI models at twice the speed and less than half the cost of other clouds. If you want to do more and spend less like Uber, 8x8, and Databricks Mosaic, take a free test drive of OCI at oracle.com/strategic. That's oracle.com/strategic. oracle.com/strategic.
Hello and welcome to Cannabis Talk 101, the world's number one source for everything cannabis. My name is Blue. Alongside me is the world famous Jew Grande.
You know this is the third segment of the show, right?
Oh yeah, fuck. Take a hit, get lit, sit back, and enjoy Cannabis Talk 101. I thought we were on the third show. Shit, I was like,
it felt like it.
It really did, man. Shit, we're going to let that fly.
Yeah, it's fun. You know, this is what happens when you record shows and bring it out. I got a good one here for you, though, Blue. And like I said, as we went to break, Tilray, love this company, love what they're doing, love all the research. Everything about Tilray in my book is on point. But Tilray now launches medical cannabis chocolates and soft chews, boosting their product portfolio in Canada.
Tilray.
Of course, Canada-based company Tilray Inc. on the NASDAQ as TLRY is launching new medical cannabis edibles. Canadian consumers can now enjoy two formulations of 16 gram medical cannabis infused chocolate bars and two formulations of medical cannabis soft chews. Whether it's pain management, anxiety treatments, or everything in between, patients are asking for more choices in the medical cannabis category, and Tilray remains committed to the innovation products that they are delivering to improve patients' well-being. Irwin D. Simon, the company's CEO, said, as cannabis regulations evolve around the world, we look forward to offering our global patent community to the highest quality medicines they depend on for health, wellness, and well-being. The cannabis-infused chocolate bars are available in THC milk chocolate, containing 10 milligrams of THC and 1 milligram of CBD per package, and CBD dark chocolate having 1 milligram of THC and 20 milligrams of CBD per chocolates. The medical cannabis soft chews come in formulations dubbed watermelon, which contains 10 milligrams of THC, and pineapple mango that features 10 milligrams of THC and 10 milligrams of CBD. Tilray continues to deliver the benefits of cannabis safety and reliable formulas that they create Bottom line, you guys, as you've heard me talk about this company time and time again, with all the research that they're doing, and there's even another story that I'm going to do in another podcast that I've been reading on about how they're coming together with a California-based company. But Tilray, in my book, has been doing the first research. Like I said, I'll never forget this story of sending cannabis to SDSU, crossing country lines, state lines, for a college to do research. They just sent X amount of million pounds to Europe and Germany, and they're just really focusing on this plant with the benefits of the medicine that it can create. And Tilray is spending the money, the time, and the efforts and pushing the cannabis out there to be researched to find this out. So watch this. Hear me now, believe me later. When you see, oh, cannabis takes this to equal that, it's going to be because of companies like Tilray that have been pushing the envelope for this type of research and now putting out better quality chocolates that are medically induced chocolates for the Canada folks out there. All you Canadians now can enjoy this, which I hope it bleeds over into the United States. I really just love it.
I'll tell you what, Tilray, in my opinion, is and this is not investment advice, but I would say it's a good buy. You know what I mean? I don't know if you're allowed to say that, but you know, don't buy it because of me.
In your opinion, my opinion, you ready for this? Also, Tilray,
it's a good hold. Buy and hold.
Because from stories that I've read, you ready for this one? Which I'll bring up and do the whole story later. You know, do you say bought in, buy, made me think of this. I don't know if you know this. Tilray actually bought into MedMen. So now Tilray's arm in the United States for fucking dispensaries.
Oh, they bailed them out, huh?
Well, I wouldn't say bailed them out, but they helped them out, so to speak. Better yet, they both helped each other out. Because MedMen now, you know, they could use the money, obviously, right?
They
spent the money. Now they got more money. But now Tilray has that arm in the United States as a dispensary and a brand, and a brand that goes across like that. So benefits Tilray, benefits MedMen. I just really, like I said, am focused on looking at companies like this that consistently are pushing the envelope to do more and more of what I foresee as being the right things.
Well, they're certainly doing a lot of press releases.
Or things that I like. Well, they're great. Press releases for things
that are good.
That are good.
Yeah.
And for things that stand out where once I read it, I go, oh, I want to share this with people because this is another story of something that you're doing good, you're doing right, and you're growing.
So when I look at them, I went back, and I can't remember one of their names at this moment, but there was a time when I was looking at who their board of advisors are, their CEOs, and things of that nature. And the reason I was looking into it is because of investment reasons. And they had already invested in several other their CEOs and their board of advisors are very, let's say, super good at what they do, meaning that they're good at running, you know,
big businesses,
big companies. Yeah, these guys are the truth. And I looked them up, and I started doing some research on each one of them. And there was like, oh, he was the former, you know, CEO of this company, owned that company, worked with this company. So I mean, they had a track record. And generally, when you have a company that has a bunch of people that you've never heard of, you know, it's very difficult for those guys to get that buzz and get picked up and adopted by the rest of the, you know, the world. But when you have company, a guy that's ran, you know, 10 Fortune 500 companies and is actually, you know, a CEO and knows how to operate a company, you know, they tend to, you know, do it again. You know, if you've done it once, you could usually do it twice. It's like, you know, once you learn how to ride that bike, you know how to ride the bike.
And once you know how to lead, you know how to lead. Being a good leader is hard to find, and being somebody who can see things and visualize things and execute them and communicate them, those are hard things to do.
Yeah, it's a difficult path.
It's not easy for anybody in my book. So finding good leaders like that and finding visionaries that are coming into this big cannabis space, because let's just face it, folks, it's still relatively new. It's not like, oh, let's get the guy that ran this cannabis company 10 years ago. Who made X amount of billions or millions. That's not even the case right now. There's nobody.
Right.
That person's no one. because that scenario hasn't had a real life time to create that person.
Sure.
So we're only creating these people now, and we've seen people come and go with the MedMen, so to speak, because yep. MedMen had somebody.
Well, they never went though. I mean, you and I bet on this when Craig was telling us, they're going to fall apart. They're too big to go away. You know what I mean? Like, you know,
they already have too much, and
they might have lost a lot, and they have debt, and I think that there's a huge opportunity for MedMen to still sustain their ability to be the number one dispensary in the world with as much, you know, clout as they got from the first launch. But I think they did it wrong. They came out too fast. It was the wrong timing. I think in the next, and, you know, this is me just throwing stuff out there, plus I got a bet. But I think in the next 6 or 7 months we're going to go federal, you know.
How long, you said?
About 6-7 months.
Really?
Yeah. I think so. I got a little birdie in the ear, you know what I mean?
I don't think you're off. I have a feeling sooner than later, too. And you know why? So you have a birdie. I have a theory. Do you have a theory or just a birdie that's saying
I have someone telling me. But I also believe it because I've already been saying it. I've been preaching it. And then I just had someone.
But do you, what are your, well, here, how about this? I'm not going to ask you what you think. I'm going to tell you what I think. Why? President Biden's ratings are the lowest it's been since, like, well, there's only been like one other president that has this low of a rating this far, and he's doing terrible, which is, you know, which
pretty
is,
normal. We kind of knew that.
Every president comes in and it happens.
I'm glad you kind of admit this, right?
Well, it doesn't matter. I mean, either way, he's still better than fucking Trump. That's for sure.
I don't know. I don't know.
So my point is, because of that, though, I think he's going to make a change and say, okay, let's go do this because this can make more money. This could do this. This could do that. This could help the country. If he finally get his head out of his ass and realize it.
I don't think he knows his head's in his ass.
I don't think he even knows where his head is. It's fucking stuck somewhere.
He's definitely incapable, guys. You know, I don't know about incapable, but. Come on, dude. The guy can't even hold a conversation together. I mean, he literally
I think
can't.
You sound like an idiot when you say that.
Really? Honestly,
yes, I do. I think you sound like the biggest idiot and somebody that sounds so fucking ignorant that dude, when you say he's the president of the United States.
Let's do this. Raise your hand if you agree with me.
three of the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 right. in here. So 3 of 7. You didn't win.
They're not politicians.
Exactly. Yeah, and he's a politician. And he's just, you know.
No, I every time I've seen him in a press conference, anytime he starts.
Oh, and I didn't see your girlfriend walked in the room. Okay, there she is.
Oh, there it is.
There's the vote that he got right there.
Mark, he thinks.
Mark Washington. Mark, not Washington. Excuse me. Mark Carnes gave the big vote.
Listen.
At least I bashed him for you, though, right? I mean, I said Joe's an idiot. There's plenty of footage, yeah, I know. There's also plenty of footage of things that you don't think are real, too, from Trump.
Well, definitely it's him trying to articulate a word. It's very difficult, that's for sure.
It almost sounds like you right now.
I was doing that on purpose.
And sometimes that's normal.
Yeah, no, trust me. I think there's a problem, you know. It's just like, dude, every time, though, like, come on, man.
And you can't say every and you can't say can'ts. Like, those are terms that when people say those things, I always look at people who do that.
Did you see him trying
to
walk up the stairs? I mean, he hit the stairs 5 times.
Did you see him walking up the stairs? All I think about is Trump walking up the stairs with the toilet paper hanging off his fucking shoe like an idiot.
Yeah, well, I'm not saying Trump was the best president in the world.
Oh, I don't know. No. He's running for a while.
No.
What do you got over there, Pitt?
He had a speech the other day where he was talking. And then, like, an hour later, they came back and was like, oh, no, everything he said, no, it wasn't right. It was wrong.
Everything.
How about this? You know what's great about that? At least they corrected him. So, in my opinion, an hour later
is
better.
Up.
No. He still didn't say what's right, which is fine.
You marked the mic.
But when you don't correct him, that's where it's bad. And what we've seen in the past is people don't get corrected. They just leave what's been said.
He fell asleep talking to the prime minister.
He was tired. I mean, what are you supposed to do when you're tired? It's Cannabis Talk 101. I'm going to go take a nap if nobody else loves you.
We do.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to Cannabis Talk 101 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Trinity School of Natural Health can help you be part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry. With an education that empowers communities, Trinity grads can change lives by applying natural health principles and techniques in holistic practices or stores selling nourishing health products. Offering 19 online programs that fit your busy schedule, you'll get training to help turn your passion into a career. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.